I think they, since that the date by which the SLA anticipates obligating, well, it doesn't say that you have to obligate them when they anticipate. So again, you know, August 31st, 2021 is hopeful, I would think. But you know, our goal is to get the budget.
Things I think that are starred that we would have to
correct
all committee.
Yeah, that's old.
want to use it for insurance, if they want to use it for inventory pay down, if they want to use it for retirement. It has to be one thing that we all vote on.
I'm not thinking that that's what I was saying. I think that question number six is, if there's leftover money after we give everyone their compensation, how do you want to use those money? And if one of the ideas was to figure out another way to put money in the hands of individual operators, such as paid vacation time, what this is saying is that the committee itself can't make that decision. The entire population of blind vendors has to vote, and the majority has to make that determination.
And no, but that's my question. On one actual thing, they can't, you pick and choose what they want to use it for.
No, it would be, for instance, it was paid vacation time, it would be paid vacation.
Oh, okay. Nobody can choose what they want to use.
Yeah, we were unsure whether, like, okay, if we take those four-star things, we say, okay, could you use it for retirement? Majority says, yes, you could. Okay, could you use it for health insurance? The majority says, yes, you could. Like, oh, would we be voting on all four of those? And then, okay, those are the three things you can use them for. You pick and choose where you want to direct that money. That was kind of like just a per question. Or does it have to be, nope, we all, you know, here's the four things. How do you want to spend it? If it's health insurance, we all have to agree, and that's what it goes to. You don't have a choice whether it's... But you have to realize that section also says, for purposes under 34 CFR 395.9, which means that we have to follow the allowable uses of the funds. So right now, for instance, in our state regulations, DEP facility managers are paying a particular share toward their health insurance. We're paying the majority of the cost of your health insurance, and we make that payment every month. This wouldn't allow us to pay your share. This would allow us to use these monies place of the unassigned vending income we currently use to make those payments for our share. So I wouldn't have a mechanism to turn around and say, I can pay you this instead of that. This is something where we would be allowed, instead of using the unassigned vending income to make the agency's contribution to the cost of health insurance, we could use these leftover dollars. So it would leave more money in the 351.49 account, you know, but it wouldn't put the money in your pocket. It wouldn't say to you, you don't have to write a check this month for whatever, $60 for your share of health insurance. It wouldn't work that way. And I wouldn't want you to think that it would. Now remember, you all are entitled to have a field rep there. Well, last year we couldn't get you a field rep because you weren't open. So we said we're going to give you the equivalent of this. If you're going to be open and you want to then take vacation time, paid vacation time is what this says, that might even be a little more unique, because we provide field rep, but last year we couldn't provide the field rep. So this year we might be able to, so that's why Tyrell's trying to assess who's even going to be open and who would prefer to take the vacation time, and if the field is going to be on site. So, I'm not seeing number six as asking other ways to put money in the pocket of the blind vendor. It's seeing if there's money left, and these are the purposes we're allowed to use the unassigned vending machine income for. What categories here would you anticipate using it for? Now, again, Tyrell is told me, if everyone got compensated for their loss, there's not going to be enough money to cover 100% of everybody's loss. That's how I understood it. If something changed, that we're now feeling is going to be a lot less.
No. Putting that in total amount, just going to throw out a rough number. In total, all operators' total loss last year was about $100,000. So again, just as a reminder, expected to receive roughly $317,000. That's roughly 40-something% in which we'll be receiving in total
okay, you're not getting compensated for a foul. What are the fouls? And if we've excluded something, like if you decide we're not going to count unemployment insurance, that I need to have a sense we're not going to count unemployment insurance because the committee felt that, you know, and then RSA will weigh in on that. They're looking for the explanation. So I think that's the last, probably most important thing that the police.
It is, and there's a few things that could be considered compensation, and the committee's view on that is somewhat streamlined with some of the other states are doing. It's one of the, and I think you have to explain, you know, if you're excluding something, I think you have to give an explanation of why you're not counting it. And unemployment is pretty much, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of a control. Getting unemployment based on not working. So, like, your unemployment percentage is based on what you made the year before. So, in essence, you're being compensated for not working. That's the reason the definition of unemployment. The benefit, working to that benefit before 2020. You know, like, similar to Social Security, if you weren't using HAPTAP, if you did have that benefit beforehand, you can't use that as compensation because you were already getting it. Whereas unemployment, you weren't getting that. You're only getting unemployment based on your, you know, you're not working. So a few things people were talking about was the PPP. We were considering not counting that for several reasons. And number one, it's not taxable income. So it's almost like the IRS has been counting it. So why should we? Number two, either a grant or a loan. Some people that may take it may not know until further down the road that it's now going to become a loan and they have to pay it back. So how do you determine, you know, that no longer is compensation because they have to pay it back? The other thing with PPP is you can use it for different things. You don't necessarily have to use it to pay yourself. You can use it to pay your employees. You can use it operating expenses. So again, that's not really compensating yourself. To fund your business, our thoughts. So if we don't use PPP, those are the reasons why we would exclude that. Unemployment, we voted, well, we didn't vote, but we decided we wouldn't use that. The argument, going back to the not being taxable income, the first 10,000 of unemployment is no longer taxable, it's not taxable income. So we didn't have to come to a complete consensus, but the thought was, do we use all of unemployment, or do we take 10,000 off the top, because that's considered not taxable income by the IRS. So if they're not counting it as poverty, taxable income, you know, should we? So for instance, if you got $30,000 worth of unemployment, do we only count 20 of it? First 10,000 on taxes. That's where our thought was on unemployment.
Okay, so other compensation would be unemployment payment after the first 10,000. Excluded would be unemployment after. Excluded would be called unemployment insurance up to 10,000.
Insurance payment from
happen something to you when you say, not that anybody necessarily has that, but it might equate to like your VR already paying you $5,000 for that same inventory in the law, that you've been compensated, that was directly for that inventory. So I'm right saying you weren't compensated, but that was directly what you got, you know?
Yeah, well, by the definition, or, yeah, by the definition that we're reading, that would be considered compensation. Again, goes back to otherwise compensated. So if you're taking inventory as a loss, but you were compensated for that loss from an insurance company, you were compensated. So I don't know how you can't count that.
Well,
Brian,
also, I mean, you were kind of undecided or kind of, you know, middle ground on.
So, appropriation in 2020, because we're not using it for that.
So how about if I type it this way? 1 second.
So DECD grant to be used in 2021 for current and future expense. That was doing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's pretty straightforward.
Right.
Would you like me to read? I think number four is probably the meat and potatoes, if you will, of this submission, although, the other questions have been answered. So
yes.
Here's number four. How will the SLA interline vendor losses were not previously compensated? The business reports are attested to by each operator. Inventory report of perished inventory verified by a field representative. Attestation form that vendor would initial each item and then sign and date the form. Other compensation offset losses are unemployment payments after the first $10,000, business insurance payments for a claimed loss, VR inventory payments for inventory loss. Excluded are PPP, and that's because it's non-taxable income, and it actually may need to be paid back as a loan. And it can be used to pay for a variety of things to fund the business. Unemployment insurance up to $10,000 is excluded because it's not taxable income. Also excluded is vacation payment in lieu of field rep coverage for 1 week of vacation. And the fair minimum return not counted because it was a program that first was already on and available before COVID. DECD grant to be used in 2021 for current and future expenses. So, I think you guys have covered everything. Funds will be obligated. We hope to obligate it by August 31st, 2021. We are not planning to use the money for administrative expenses. We are not planning to use it for any of the categories in number six, since we don't anticipate having funds left over, which was our answer number five. And we're not planning to use it for administrative costs. So, number one was, hold on, the answer's quick. Number one is business reports for the entire year 2019 will compare to the entire year 2020, and using the business report template category to compare the amount in 20 versus 2019. Additionally, losses will include perishable inventory, any item that has an expiration date. So I think that's gotten us through the entire document, and I guess what you would now need to do is vote on it and see if this is where how you've all agreed you want this to be.
Well, one thing moving forward, back to number four, how will the SLA ensure blind vendor losses were not previously compensated? So when you're saying, you're going to sign a form, as they mentioned here, financial reports, inventory reports, documentation of, so how are we going to prove that somebody did or did not receive unemployment? We all received a 1099. Should we write that in there? Like, that's how we're going to verify it? It's one thing to attest to it, but how do you verify it? And I think that's one of their questions. They say, how are you going to verify it?
It's up to you. We could put the other cost, unemployment at the first $10,000 confirmed by, I could put a copy of 1099 form.
That would be a way of verifying it. Otherwise, you may, I'm not saying people are dishonest, but you have somebody say, oh, I only got $5,000 worth of unemployment when they got 10. Like, how are we going to prove?
Okay, so I put unemployment payments after the first $10,000, confirmed by a copy of the 1099.
Right. We're confirming everything else based on the business report, confirming inventory based on the, your inventory loss that you're going to verify with your field rep. You got to we should have something documented for unemployment.
Okay, so I did type that in.
I have also a thought on that, Brian. This is Shelley. Also with verification, how that reads is like it's verified by the field rep, but a lot of this stuff where we came up with the loss and the numbers, should we add that we have invoices also to ask like a hard copy as well to verify that's the actual cost and the loss of what that item was?
Everybody